Unfortunately, the clock has stopped on round 5 of 3-Minute Fiction. It's our regular contest where we ask you to come up with an original short story that can be read in under 3 minutes. And by the time we hit our deadline last Sunday, thousands of you sent in stories. And as we speak, students from the Iowa Writers' Workshop are going through your stories, as is our judge this round, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael Cunningham. And here at NPR, our producer who's coordinating this round, Kenya Young, is busy putting some of the standout stories up at our website, which is npr.org/3-minute-fiction. And Kenya is in the studio with me. Kenya, how many entries do you know, roughly, did we get this time?
Believe it or not, we got more than 5,000 stories by 11:59 p.m. last Sunday.
That's incredible. 5,000 stories. And how did they all deal with the challenge that Michael Cunningham threw out?
In pretty amazing ways, actually. So Michael wanted each story to begin with the words, "Some people swore that the house was haunted."
Right.
And end the stories with, "Nothing was ever the same again after that." And some listeners are just taking those sentences and going in entirely different directions.
So like how?
Here is a perfect example. There's an entry from Judy Manzone of Indianola, Washington. She starts her story this way. "Some people swore that the house was haunted, man, so I don't dig taking rides there," the bearded taxi driver said.
Wow, so she used it as a line of dialogue.
Yeah.
That's really, really interesting. You would think that these lines that Michael threw out there would suggest a horror story, a ghost story. Is that primarily what we're getting?
We are getting a lot of those. But here's one from Justin Wingeter of Granite City, Illinois, that really breaks the mold. And it starts this way. "Some people swore that the house was haunted, but she knew it was her. Addiction has a way of taking the things you never realized you had."
Wow. So the whole thing is about being haunted by an addiction.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So, Kenya, when are we going to have a winner?
Well, we're going to take each submission seriously. And as you can imagine, it takes time.
Right.
But we're hoping to get there by Halloween.
By Halloween. Okay. And in the meantime, you'll be posting some more standout stories online. And
right.
Tomorrow on the program, we will read passages from more of them. Kenya, thank you so much.
You bet, Guy.
And again, you can find all of the new stories we publish at our website. That's npr.org/3-minute-fiction. And that's 3-minute fiction, all spelled out, no spaces.